Central New York business leaders are very supportive about the latest tax reform plan out of Albany. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they are lobbying for implementation of Governor Andrew Cuomo's $2 billion tax relief proposal.
For Center State CEO President Rob Simpson, January is usually a time he and other business leaders start playing defense, fending off budget proposals from Albany that include higher taxes and fees and more government spending. But this year, with the governor's tax proposal on the table, it's a different story.
I can't tell you how refreshing it is to start this year with an opportunity not just to not have to play defense, but to work proactively with members of the legislature and with the governor's office to reduce that tax burden, to try to reclaim some measure of economic competitiveness in New York State and put people back to work.
The package of tax cuts would cut the corporate income tax rate to the lowest it's been since 1968. It also makes dents in property taxes for upstate manufacturers. The proposal would also freeze property tax bills for 2 years, which is why Bob DiLorenzo, a postal worker from Liverpool, also joined a news conference supporting the governor's plan.
Taxes that exist now are just crushing people. They're having to make decisions about, you know, what to do with the little bit of disposable income they have. With his proposal here to freeze the property taxes for 2 years, it'll provide relief for many of those people to use the money where they really need to use the money. And that's at home with your family.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.